Two absentees so far. Our chairman and who we just said, McMadison. Five members present, along with Eve and the clerks.
And
Kurt. And this young lady, I don't know who she is, but is she here for the buildings?
I'm with the planning and development.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go with, why don't you get the bills going around?
Yeah.
As he said, you got them going. That's fine.
She's here for the planning and development, wants to use the administration parking lots for their annual shoe drop off on Saturday, November 22nd.
Your annual what?
Shoe donation drop off. That's something they do every year.
I don't see any problem. Anybody got any problem with that?
No, I'll go for it.
So moved.
Moved by Jim Dodd, second.
Yep.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we'll move on. Go ahead, Kurt. Keep going. Keep rolling.
Project status. Administration building cleaning, resealing. Stats approximately 90% done. They have to caulk the expansion joints in the plaza yet. That's and some final cleaning. That's about it.
Might I add, it looks excellent.
Yes,
it looks great. It really does. They've done a hell of a good job.
What they got a time limit for finishing up?
Yeah, probably end of this month they should be pretty well wrapped up. They're trying to concentrate on the courthouse right now because they're kind of back on that.
But it does, like Joe said, it just looks great. It
for a 100-year-old building, it looks terrific. It really
just
does.
Look what they can do with you in the future.
You know what? That's good. I'm glad you said that because if I could look as good as that building, I'd be in great shape. We'll talk about that later.
Roof replacement on the admin building. They're approximately 95% done. They should have all of the tin done finally, and basically all they have left is some final cleanup also and a final walkthrough and punch list. Administration building retro commissioning. This is all part of that retro commissioning study we have done. And these are some of the things I've done from that study. Added the pack unit controller to our building automation system, restroom exhaust fans at the courthouse, did that also, and adjusted air handling schedules to maximize our run times and savings. Courthouse duct pointing, they're approximately 90% complete. They're finishing up around the entrances and replacing the stones that need to be replaced. Replacement steps should be here next week and start working on that. Elevator modernizations and inspection repairs. The two most used elevators at Wood River, I had bids on modernizing those, which that is replacing controllers, motors, in-car controllers, adding telephones, emergency lights, everything to bring it up to current standards so that we pass our safety inspections.
Well, that deal's been effective until 2015. And they pushed that back 3 or 4 times already.
Several
you sure
times.
They're not going to push it back again?
I think 15 is pretty solid.
I think 15 is it.
If they do, it would be.
I know we kept putting it off down Wood River because every time we'd get ready to do something, they'd back it up a couple of years, and we'd say, well, we'll back up doing it a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to take you to do the project?
Those projects, he said, about 2 months on those two elevators. It's pretty extensive. They got the whole machine and stuff and redo it. It's pretty good job. The other elevators to receive some repairs are some adding emergency lights, adding telephones in the cars, and door restrictors were the big thing. Door restrictor is to keep the car from opening while it's in between floors. So, parking lot at museum, that's all done and looks very nice. Museum and Historical Society are paying for that. Emergency equipment building or storage building down at Wood River. The floor is poured, sewers are done, and electric and gas is run over to the building. They're started putting the metal building up today, actually.
Good, moving right along.
Yeah. Wood River fire alarm system. We received the smoke detector bases, and they're starting to install those. And we're replacing the old ceiling tiles that had the holes in them from the old. I did have another use for county property, Sons of American Revolution, request use of courthouse lobby for their annual flag ceremony on Thursday, November 20th at 11. This, again, is another yearly deal that they do.
So, do we need approval on that? Any objections?
Yeah.
approval? Somebody make a motion?
So moved.
Second. Mark, second. Jim, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right.
Then we have the purchase order reports going around. We have purchase requests. I have three of them. First one is a change order for the administration building roof replacement. The insulation ended up being too tall on one section, so we had to cut some ephes and re-edge it. So that was a change order for almost $1,500. Second one is for a boiler condensate unit for pump unit down at Wood River. The old one was rusted out and both pumps were seized up, so it was better off to replace the unit. The next one is a replacement copier for my department. We have money in our budget, so, and ours is pretty old and keeps having a lot of troubles with it, so I'd like to replace it. And this new one actually will take place of our copier, fax machine, and scanner, so it'll be a nice one station for us to work on. Capital projects, invoices. I just have our monthly invoices for the different projects that are going. The administration, courthouse, duct pointing, resealing for $132,423.18. The jail security upgrade, this is the price for the cameras and for Cat 5 to run the cameras. That's $5,000, a little over. And then the Wood River storage building progress payment of $230,589. And then I have two resolutions. First one is to award the service contract for elevator maintenance for $124,000. And that is over a period of 5 years.
How many elevators are you talking about?
We got five at Wood River, three here, two at the courthouse, five, 12 elevators.
12?
Yeah. That includes monthly inspections and adjustments and callbacks and the annual inspection.
124 is for the 5 years.
For the five years. Yeah, it's payable roughly 23 to 26,000.
Yeah. What is it? Just actually routine maintenance, though?
Routine maintenance and the annual inspection for the state.
These upgrades on the elevators, do you have to do it all elevators, whether they're passenger elevators or whether they're even if they're service elevators where nobody rides on, you still got to do it, huh?
Doc, you got a question?
Yeah, how often do they change the cables on those
cables? It all depends. If they do start slipping, then they will replace them.
Send them replacement parts, yeah.
But honestly, they don't have to replace them that often.
Sometimes, you know, cables start fraying.
Mm-hmm.
So
if they check those are fraying, if they are frayed, then they do replace those.
I don't think we did the minutes from last meeting, did we do?
No. Oh, we did not do the minutes. I apologize for that. Can we get an approval? Anybody got any questions of the minutes from the last meeting?
I'm making a motion to approve the minutes.
All right. Second. Motion second. Roger. By Roger alone, and all in favor?
Aye.
I received two bids. The third bidder didn't even show up for the pre-bid meeting, so those were the prices. The next bidder was Schindler with $152,000 for the 5 years. The next resolution is for the modernization and the inspection repairs. Lowest bidder was Kone at $249,430. Schindler was the other at $391,000, and then again, Bison Prep did not show up for the three bids, so no bid on that.
Anybody got any questions about that? We need a motion on that resolution.
Yeah.
So moved.
Jim Dodd, second.
Second.
Bruce Malone, all in favor. Do we have to have a vote by?
By first vote.
Yeah. Jim?
Aye.
Money.
Aye.
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 Aye. So moved. All right.
I guess next meeting, 2:30, Tuesday, December 2nd. Does that work for everyone?
Can we approve all this?
We need, no, we haven't approved the, we haven't approved.
I wanted to mention the shoe collection. We also wanted to place collection bins in the lobby of the building here and also down at the county hall building.
Just consider that part of the motion that we made.
I just wanted to mention that.
That's fine. That's fine. Now we need a, first we need a motion on the purchase orders, I suppose, as presented, correct?
So moved.
Do you want to lump them all or one of the
Items?
That would be perfectly fine with me. We'll get a motion on the purchase orders, the Wood River Emergency Management Storage, the Capital Projects Jail Upgrade, and the Administration Courthouse and Allen Annex. That's on stat tuck pointing. And that is, just needs a... That goes with the purchase order?
Yeah,
okay.
Purchase request. Motion with all that.
So, do we have a motion to accept those? Jim Dodd, second.
Second.
Bruce Malone.
Yes.
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 Yes. Approved. So are you.
And then purchase requests.
Purchase request?
Right here.
We need a motion on the purchase request for...
So moved.
Second.
Mark Burris. Jim Dodd. Jim Dodd?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. So moved.
Okay.
Any further business to be brought before this committee?
Before we adjourn, sir, I would like to be a little bit more involved and get these meetings going on a lot longer than they are, because some of these meetings with you just take too long.
I'll try to remember that. Being I'm just an acting chairman, you might pass that on to the
Steve.
Who? The chairman who's not here today, but will be here, I imagine, in the future. And before we adjourn, I would like to say this is going to be the last meeting for one of our fellow board members. And I come on with Mark, and we come on the buildings together, and we've been here a long time together, and he's a good man, and I think everybody believes that, and we'll truly miss him. So,
Thank you. Without a doubt.
So when's going to be your last day then? When the beginning of the year?
December 1st, probably.
My last day is November the 30th.
So congratulations to you. You have to come around for golf every now and then. We can play in that semi-senior league. Not senior,
semi-senior. Sounds good.
All right. Adjournment?
We're going to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.